This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and treading forward with a new energy. Mr. Modi penned down his thoughts in a blog and shared it on social media today. He said this is the dawn of an era of transformation that is set to write the country's new future. The Prime Minister said the huge number of devotees participating in the Mahakumbh is not just a record but has laid a strong foundation for many centuries to keep the Indian culture and heritage strong and rich. Expressing satisfaction over the successful completion of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi thanked people for their hard work, efforts and determination. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. He added that more than 21 flyovers and underpasses were constructed for the Mahakumbh. Mr. Vaishnav said, while planning this, the focus was on smooth travel for passengers.
बहुत ही close coordination रहा राज्य की पुलिस के साथ RPF का GRP का और जो rapid action force वगैरह जो लगी सबका close coordination रहा रेलवे के सभी विभागों का बहुत अच्छा close coordination रहा इस पूरे महायोजन 45 दिनों में सब जगह श्रद्धालुओं को प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा हमको ये मार्गदर्शन दिया कि इसको आप क्राउड की तरह न समझें श्रद्धालुओं की श्रद्धा को समझें
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 4-day visit to Gujarat, visited the iconic Statue of Unity and offered floral tributes to the Iron Man Sardar Patel today. The president took a jungle safari and explored the diverse wildlife at Ekta Nagar. Ms. Murmu is scheduled to visit the Ekta Skill Development Center in Ekta Nagar and interact with the trainees. Later in the day, the president will attend the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad, where 430 students will receive degrees in various design disciplines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said, against all the challenges globally, India is moving ahead with growth. Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. She said, these are very interesting but very challenging times. The minister said the global order will not be determined by the developed nations. She said trade and technology will play a crucial role in the new world order and India will need to participate. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be on a 2-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004, and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal will chair a high-level industry consultation in Mumbai today. The event will bring together industry leaders, government officials and stakeholders to discuss key maritime sector announcements from Union Budget 2025 and their impact on India's maritime growth. Senior officials of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, including the Secretary, will participate in discussions on modernizing maritime infrastructure. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House tomorrow to sign an agreement giving U.S. rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on the Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House yesterday, President Trump said it has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh will lock horns in their last Champions Trophy group game in Rawalpindi this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.